everyone. Welcome to Ears for You. This podcast is all about the good, the bad, and the ugly concerning the most magical place on earth. We are concierge travel planners with years of experience specializing in all Disney destinations. I'm Joy, and tonight we have Roxanne.
Hey, guys.
Jules.
Hello.
And Jim.
Hello, everybody.
The gang is all here this week.
Woo-hoo! Welcome home, everybody.
Oh my gosh, it's been forever.
It has, for the first time. All right, anyway, on tonight's episode, Roxanne and I will give a quick recap of our most recent trips, then I will review Space 220, and we will talk all about the beloved Disney Genie. But first, tonight's rope drop question is from Roxanne this evening.
All right, so since we're going to start talking about Disney Genie that is coming out October 19th, rope drop question tonight is, how long would you wait in line for Rise of the Resistance before you paid $15 per person to skip that line? Let's start with Jules.
Well, I have three people in my family who still haven't ridden it. So I think I wouldn't
five
even
minutes pay
wait.
For it.
Yeah. I only pay for it once. And then after that.
Fair enough. That's good.
I agree. Yeah. All right, Jim.
I would wait an hour before I paid for it, I think. An hour is not all that long in Disney time. Grab a drink, stand in line. I'd go an hour.
Sounds about right. Joy.
I think on this most recent trip, we waited like 45 minutes, and that was about all I'm about going to do. I mean, I don't know that I would pay $15 for it, but I've ridden it. So I come from a different place. If you've not ridden it.
You're not ridden it. You're going to not wait at all. You're just going to pay for it.
Yeah, you should pay for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you going to do?
Yeah, I'd probably wait about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much, and we've talked about this before, there's not much.
There's not much I'm waiting an hour for, right?
Although, I'd probably wait an hour and then just leave and not
pay. And not pay for it.
Oh, I would do both. Like, it's either pay ahead of time or wait. I'm not going to wait and then decide to pay. No.
No, by the time you decided, you waited an hour and then decided to pay, they'll be all gone.
No, yeah. You're going to commit.
Yeah, no.
You got to commit at 7 a.m.
I feel like you've got to know. When you go to bed at night and you're plugging in your phone and setting your alarms, that's the time to commit.
What am I paying for? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to get to all of it.
All right. We'll get to all of that.
Let's get to it.
But first, Roxanne and I were there for the 50th and it was lovely. Yeah.
Oh my God. That was like a whole 10 days ago.
I know.
It feels like a really, really long time ago, but it really was.
I've been out of the country since then.
Yeah, I have not.
International travelers are upsetting me.
Only got home. When did I get home? I just got home Saturday. So
you got caught in the whole Southwest debacle.
Actually, I did not. Southwest was part of it. Friday night, there was a lot of lightning in Orlando and in the route of a lot of the airlines. So there were tons of cancellations that had to do with lightning. My flight was canceled. It was not Southwest. They are having a whole other issue,
which we will not get into.
That doesn't have to do with weather, but my debacle had to do with weather, and the flight from Charlotte actually never left Charlotte, so it could not take us back to Charlotte. So there's that. So our trip did end on a teeny bit of a sour note, but other than that, we had a fantastic time. As we talked about before we left, this celebration will be going on for 18 months. So, it was exciting on the first, but it will be exciting for the next 18 months too, if you weren't there on the first. However, if you were there on the first, this is some funny information for you. We literally walked on to almost every ride because
ride times were amazing.
No one was riding rides. Everyone was waiting for popcorn buckets and merchandise. The popcorn.
Really? They were waiting.
As packed as everything was,
waits were amazing. And not only this, the group that I was hanging out with, we managed to get a Be Our Guest at dinner at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it was the strangest thing. My family went in with like the, we're probably going to do Country Bears Jamboree. Mm-hmm. We're going to ride Carousel of Progress. And that's going to be fine.
All the presidents, right.
Because we're here all week and we're really here just because we want to be able to say we were actually in the parks on the first. And so my family really had committed to that. You know, we always talk about expectations. That was our expectation. And then we get there and the lines for all the snack cards are insane. There are these special popcorn buckets, which I will also share a little tidbit of information about those, but there are these
special green balloon thing.
I'll post a picture of that. So there was a different, they were different based on the land you were in. So Main Street had a different color than Frontier and Fantasy.
Oh, so you could have gotten all five. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you wanted to spend literally an hour per popcorn bucket.
Per bucket.
Preposterous.
I mean, it was crazy. But little buddy wanted one of those popcorn buckets so, so bad. And they were completely sold out by 2 p.m. However, just a fun fact for all of you people out there, there was nothing sold on the first that will not be sold for the next 18 months. Mm. So you crazy people that waited in line. However,
sort of fist fight.
It was craziness. We stayed away from like the the Emporium and all those shops. It was the nuttiest thing I've ever seen. But what they are doing is they're rationing the product. You can only buy two things.
As they should.
Cast member Kate actually told me this. That is mainly because there's a shortage in merchandise and it has nothing to do with Disney or whatever. Yeah, they have
shipping problems like everybody else. Sure.
And so, they want all the product to last for 18 months. So to do that, you can't sell all of it.
And they also don't want people to be selling 25 popcorn buckets on eBay.
Right. But on Thursday, so almost an entire week later, they did have some popcorn buckets again. And my little Wells got himself a green popcorn bucket that will now sit in our cabinet for the next 18 years.
No, it won't, because every Friday night when you watch some ridiculous Disney movie in your house, you're gonna pop popcorn.
That's what we do. We use our popcorn buckets.
Well, I probably wasn't, but now that you said that, I will.
No, that's what you're gonna do because you waited for it. You're gonna use it.
Okay.
I have a funny story for the first. So I was with my group at our hotel. We were staying at Old Key West, and we got on the bus, and the bus took forever. I really, really should have driven. But it's Magic Kingdom and I hate the parking.
No, you're not hiking that parking lot. Take the bus.
Took us forever to get there. Mm. So Joy was with her family coming from Beach Club.
No, we checked in the Beach Club the next day. We were All Stars. Yeah.
Yeah. So her bus comes right after ours. So I'm like, all right, I went through security and I'm like texting. I'm like, okay, I'm through security. And she's like, I just got off the bus. And I was like, well, I'll just wait here. So I see them coming from security. Start walking toward them. Joy has had her phone up in the air. I don't know.
Monorail is taking a picture of the monorail. It's like going over my head.
Up in the, and I'm walking right at her, and she steps to the left, and I step to the left, and she steps to the right, and I step.
And in my mind, I'm thinking, why is this lady?
Who's this crazy person?
Yeah, like trying to get out of your way.
Her whole family standing behind her, laughing their butts off.
I was like,
she's still just looking up in the air. We were like 2 feet apart from each other when she finally noticed.
It was amazing though. It was such a like wonderful little way to start the first, because you just don't know if it's going to be so crowded that we're never going to find each other and da, 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 da. But nope, she was right in front of my eyeballs and I hadn't even gone through the gate.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. So yeah. So
Your family was laughing pretty hard.
Yeah, they think I'm funny. Anywho.
So do we. That's all right.
Yeah. It's obviously a common thing. So other than that, it was amazing. It was amazing. So it was surprising on the first how many rides we knocked out. And really, as the week went on, the crowd seemed to level out and we had a fantastic time. As you know, we visited Space 220.
Let's hear all about that.
So I want to start off by saying this. Y'all know how much I love Disney, and I think they hung the moon, and I like to think they do nothing wrong, even though they do things wrong all the time and it makes me angry. I still am like, oh, they're perfect.
You're the Pollyanna of Disney people. Yes, we love you.
I come to this review with a sad heart. I wanted to prove all y'all wrong. I wanted to come in and be like, those review people are wrong. It was wonderful, blah, 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 blah. It is very cool going in, getting your little ticket, getting on the elevator, leaving Earth. You look down, you can see Epcot below you. You're like attached to this pole or something. And you go up the pole. And when you get to the top, you're at, the space station where you will be eating dinner. And that's about where the coolness ends.
And then reality sets in.
Okay, so then the doors open.
And then you're in a freaking Disney restaurant.
Yeah, but here's the sad part. And my husband and I had a long chat about this because we knew we were going to review it. And obviously he comes from a place of rational and I come from a Disney love place. So it's dated inside and it literally just opened. The floors are carpeted.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What?
Yes. It looks dated, which I kept trying to remind Rob. We didn't go to the future. We just went to space. So it wasn't supposed to be, it wasn't supposed to be futuristic. It was supposed to be spacey.
Right. You're in the space station, which is now carpeted.
It's carpeted, which
do they have vacuum cleaners and
space? You know, those like little like pushy things that like don't even like, that's what it was. It was really, it's just not well decorated in that, like, okay. Then you can see out all the windows. You can see Earth. If you sit far to the left or to the right, which is where we were at the window. So we had a good view of space. However, you can't see Earth. You can only see stars because
the middle is where Earth is. Right.
Okay. Sure. So a space station flew by one time. That's pretty cool. A couple of astronauts flew by, but one time an astronaut holding an astronaut bear flew by.
What?
Yes.
Like Build-A-Bear astronaut?
Yes, I'm not even joking. I don't even know how to.
I've seen that there's two astronauts lightsaber fight.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It was interesting. The one had a bear. At first I thought it was a baby. I was like, is there a baby
astronaut? You have a baby.
It was
in space.
Very strange. So I kept trying to make it ever. Like super fun. Like I was like, oh,
and you're like, oh, look at this. Cause you're joy.
Yes. So
what'd your kids think?
Well, my kids were not convinced we were in space.
Oh, well, see,
they really? Were like, I think we didn't move at all. I don't think we moved at all.
So they didn't believe it.
Right. Okay. So here's the thing. This is the problem, I think. So we've say this a lot. Disney says this all the time. They are known for their storytelling, right? That's what Disney is about. Okay.
But Disney doesn't own this restaurant. Disney
doesn't own this restaurant, which is a problem.
It's a patina.
That might be a problem. However, it's on your property. So our server and service was fantastic. He was a fantastic server and he gave great service. However, he could have been there or at any other restaurant in the park. There was nothing spacey about it. It wasn't
he is not a Galaxy's Edge cast member.
No, there was no character. And that is where I feel like Rob and I said this while we were dining. There is no extra wow factor. There's no, like, even Rob was like, and it would be cheesy, but it would still be like fun a little bit if like maybe they set down like a tray of different waters and they were like, this water's from Mars and this water's from, you know,
take the jungle navigation company.
Yes.
You're a skipper captain, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Or take prime time where get your elbows off the table.
Yes.
Whatever. They'll play the part.
Yes.
It's because it's not owned by Disney and that's the problem.
Well, that may be the problem. However, you're paying a lot for that problem.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
So let's talk about your $80 per plate meal and what you thought of it.
I'm sure that they're basically just going to come back and say, well, we rushed it for all of you. And because
three years isn't really rushing it.
Four years is not a rush.
They may have rushed like Nah, I don't really feel like there was a rush. Maybe
they did not rush this thing. This is 4 years in the making.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could have come up with, I mean,
they just lost their vision.
Especially because it's a set price. You could give everybody the fake water at the beginning. You know what I mean? Like,
water.
We're all paying the same thing.
Put some food color in it. Mars is red and Venus is blue. Like, and
you know, one is really hot because the sun's water is so hot.
Mercury water is hot. Whatever.
You know, it would be like, just like
you should engaging. Be their water consultant.
Like that was what we came up with. But we were just, you know, I mean, just some kind of like engaging, like they have, as you walk in, there's like vegetation, like lettuce and stuff that's like being grown in space. Then why didn't you give me? Oh, cool.
It's living with the land.
But it's not. It's plastic.
Oh, my God. why don't they give you a themed salad like they use that lettuce?
Yeah, or like give me a couple of different leaves to try. Like, hey, we've been germinating this for 17 months. I don't know, like something like that.
That's awesome.
There was no wow factor. There was no, once I got there, you didn't try to make me believe I was in space. You just fed me dinner.
For short ribs.
Now, the short ribs were fantastic.
Fantastic, but they're not worth $80.
But they're not worth $80. However, they would be worth $80 if there was a wow factor.
If there
factor
was some character. Totally.
In addition to your food.
Here's how I'm looking at it. Let me interrupt you for 1 second because, you know me. Look, if you're going to charge me $80 to be in space and eat short ribs, I will eat a $30 short rib if the experience is worth the other $50.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Sure. The food is spectacular. It's great, right? You had no arguments about
the food. No, the food was good.
What you have a problem with is that you spent $80 for $30 worth of short ribs in Disney speak, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And there was to be in space, you want to be in space. Ribs in space is worth $80, but make me believe it. And you didn't.
Right.
Right.
It was not fair enough. And my kids are 7 and 9 and they didn't believe it either.
And they didn't believe it either. Right. Exactly.
I was like having
the elevator.
Yeah. I mean, literally, like they were like, because it ends when you get off. You know what I mean? Like it ends.
Yeah. You get out of the elevator and you're just.
And you're just in another restaurant on Disney property. So for that, I'm very sad. I wanted to tell you it was incredible and it was worth every penny, even though I don't feel like anything that much is worth every penny. However, I could have given it a better review. I feel like that's where they fell short. Whether it's owned by Disney or not owned by Disney, to me, that's an excuse.
Sure.
They understand. Play the part. Yeah. You got to make me believe I'm eating in space. That's the whole point of it.
Charge me $80. I want to be living in space.
I'm eating in space. So make me feel like I'm eating in space. And you made me feel like I was eating. Honestly, you made me feel like I was eating at the coral reef with your decor. So there's that. Mic drop.
So would you say that was a one
and coral reef sucks. So there you go.
Well, coral reef also has carpeted flooring.
and bad decor.
Oh, it's so a one and done for me for sure. But what makes me sad is like I'm gonna probably try to convince people not to go there because
I've already convinced people.
I don't
not to go
want
there.
You. It's not because I don't want to get up and try to get it for you, even though it's super hard to get right now. I don't want you to waste your money on that when there are
I have I have literally, we all have ways to get dining reservations that we won't go into, but we all have ways to get dining reservations. And I have one client who I missed on the first day. She needed 4. I got 2, but I couldn't get 4. And she's been bummed ever since. And as 3 weeks have gone by, we've talked about, well, maybe we can do lunch instead of dinner because lunch is cheaper. Maybe I'll get there right at opening so I can do the lounge just so I can see the building and not eat. Because $80 for short ribs, I keep going back to short ribs because that's what I would eat. But
$80
for
short ribs. They were great. They really were.
Sure.
They were
good. Yeah, but you can do the same thing at home in your crock pot for $12. Mm. So
it's true.
If I'm going to spend $80, I want to be in space and I want to believe it. When I walk into Galaxy's Edge,
yes,
I'm in Batuu.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. And the food is themed to Batuu.
When I walk past Slinky Dog Dash or in Toy Story Mania, I want to believe I'm in Andy's backyard.
Right.
if you're going to charge me $80 to be in space, I want to believe that I am in space. And I'll pay it. I will pay it for an authentic experience, but I'm not paying $80 to eat $30 worth of short ribs in a restaurant with windows that looks like I'm in space, but I don't believe it.
Well, and the thing about it is we've paid a lot of money to eat lesser tasting food and enjoy the experience and would eat there again with the experience because the experience was worth it and the food was maybe lesser. But that's
why you spend $27 for a $4 steak at Sci-Fi.
Right. So because the experience
absolutely make a Ruth's Chris steak at home. I know how to do it and I've done it before. It's not that hard. No. But I will go to Ruth's Chris every time to get it because of the atmosphere and the experience. And you feel special when you're there and all that stuff that goes into it.
Right.
So that's where it was missing. Again, the server was fantastic. He was not any lesser of a server, but
he wasn't wearing a helmet and floating off the ground.
They do wear like space.
You should see like your
the anti-gravity like floating or something.
Like anything. Like the
people out in space should be carrying your
How are your oxygen levels tonight, ma'am? Should we adjust them? I mean, like, is your
Who's gravity are you feeling?
Like that kind of stuff.
Give
like
me something. Like something. There's no cast member.
I was just looking no cast for member. Something.
Cast members are not invested in this proposal here.
No.
They don't sound like it at all.
And gosh. Is it the kite tails?
Oh, God.
Let's not even touch that.
We'll get to that next week.
I
have to talk about that.
Okay.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Because earlier, you said that Joy is the Pollyanna.
Well, she is.
Of Disney. So what does that make me?
Oh
my God. You're like the
recipient of the calf's foot jelly.
No, here's what I love about the two of you. Joy goes into everything like, oh, this is the most amazing thing ever. Prove me wrong. And Roxanne says, this is going to be the worst experience of my life. Prove me wrong. So you come at it from a cynical point of view, and Joy comes at it with all rainbows and sunshine.
And we spent a whole week together.
Right, because you balance each other out. You're yin and yang. Aww. You're good and bad. Because, Roxanne, you've been there because you live next door. You've been there so many times that you've seen the good, the bad,
I've seen some
stuff. And those of us who live on the other side always expect the best. Right. Mm-hmm. And we want it to be amazing, whatever else. And you're there every day. And like, yeah, whatever. So when
I was like this before we moved.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when Roxanne's impressed, everybody's impressed. Yeah. And when Joy's disappointed, everybody's disappointed.
Because I would even maybe lie to you a little bit, but I can't do that tonight.
Because you're going to be like, oh, but it was okay.
It didn't make me vomit.
Right. I didn't throw up. Everything was fine. Roxanne's like, well, I didn't wait 7 hours and no one beat me up. So it was okay. So that's how we approach everything. We'll just kind of sit back and go, well, the 3 times a year I go there is amazing no matter what happens. So it's fine. So, but you guys come at it from different perspectives. But that's why this works. That's why this works, because Joy expects the best and you expect the worst, and you're always pleasantly surprised. And when she's disappointed, we take it seriously. So it all works out. It all works out.
So speaking of this now we're going to have to go into kite tails because...
Oh my God, what a debacle this thing is.
I went to Animal Kingdom yesterday just to see this show. I didn't write anything while I was there.
Oh my God, all you did was watch the show? You went specifically for the show.
I had lunch, I got a beverage, and then I walked over to see the show at 1. And I had high hopes. I haven't seen anything. I wouldn't look at any reviews. I had no idea. I just knew that there were things that float.
Things floating around.
You really had high hopes.
So I had, I did. I had hopes that it could be, good. So first of all, there's no shade.
No.
Absolutely no shade in this theater. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's super hot.
Because the theater was designed for rivers of light in the dark.
At night. Yeah.
Right.
So there's your first thing.
If it makes it.
It's not going to make it.
They have a whole section that's roped off that nobody can sit in. They have the other sections are like half roped off. So you can't sit in the bottom section.
No, because the kites are going to crash there.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it.
They Sorry. Have these people that come out with these really cool puppety things. They stayed in one section. So if you're sitting in the other two Mm-mm, sections,
yeah,
they don't even come Mm-mm. to you. We're just like, what's happening over there? Oh, that's cool. Wish they'd yeah. come over here. So
we could had them. No puppets.
And they never did. Yeah. No puppets came over to us. So then the kites come out. These things are huge. I mean, I had absolutely no idea that they were this massive. They're absolutely huge. And they, the ones that I saw, because I guess they do different shows.
Oh, I don't know.
I did not know that either.
Yes.
I saw Baloo and King Louie. And nice. I know there's also
I saw Simba. Yeah.
So there was two different shows.
I saw Simba. I was
like, well, okay, where's Simba? Where'd Simba go? And they're like, okay.
Could you see Simba? Like, could you see him over to the side? Okay. Cause like during the show, I could see him like waiting in the wings. So obviously like, okay. So you could see who was coming out for your show.
I could see Baloo and I could see King Louie. They're off to the side.
This is the only two kites you saw in this whole thing?
Well, there's other, these are the giant, the giant character ones. So they did Baloo first. They did his song, blah, blah, blah. And they're, you know, the jet skis are cool. The way they have this whole thing set up is cool. And we're like, oh, yeah, this is fun. And
the are the jet skis towing the kites?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's like a driver.
People haven't seen it. Yeah.
There's like a driver and then a guy who sits on the back who is like manning the kite.
He's the kite person.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So they go around the lake and they're doing their show. And, you know, it's really cool to see. And then the song ends and then the balloon slams into the seating area
and everybody is like
cracking up,
but not everybody's cracking up. Some people are like, oh my gosh, like that wasn't supposed to happen. Like everyone's like, it's like very distracting, kind of like you're their photo.
It really was.
But that's how they dump the kites. They just slam into the seats, right?
It is. And it's roped off. Like it's legit.
And there's people in the seats to pack them up, right?
Yeah.
So then, but if you're King just sitting there, like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Classic.
That's what it looked like. So then King Louie comes out. And this time I was ready. So I did get video of that one because it was just like, why is this happening? Okay. So here's my thing. This show could be and should be amazing. They could really, really make something of this.
But
having those kites crash the way that they do makes a mockery of
them. They can't sail them into some backstage area.
And they can. They can, because there is a backstage area right off that lake where the characters go when they're done.
Sure. Just like all the rivers of light boats.
I don't know, but do you think maybe as high up that they are, maybe they would hit the bridge or something?
I feel like they could reel it in a little.
I don't know. They're really big.
They gotta launch them up, you can pull them down.
I don't know. It's
things to work on.
Yeah, it was just
bizarre.
A work in progress. It's it looks like a work in progress, but I don't think it's supposed to be.
I'll tell you this though. I came home and my husband was like, "How was the show?" I said, "You need to go see it before they pull it."
Well, because you want to see it for a laugh.
Come on.
But other people, it's not really meant to be a laugh.
Well, no, I mean, before Rivers of Light, they had a show
during the day.
It wasn't called Rivers of Light. It was something. It was like Jungle Book Tales or something like that. Yeah.
It was an
interim show, and they took it away because Rivers of Light kept messing up and not being ready.
Can't they figure out? Look, every other show they come up with, you know, for the most part, is amazing. Why can't they figure out an Animal Kingdom show
for this
preposterous amphitheater they built?
I don't know. But my last thing I want to say before we move on.
I
don't want to know.
Because they're trying to theme it to Animal Kingdom.
Well, yeah, you can't have a show that's not about animals. But it could be good.
Sure, you can have an adventure show.
Make it about dinosaurs. Make it about Pandora. Make it about whatever. You have so many options.
I think
make it about A Bug's Life. Make it about, come on. Make it about Up.
Make it about the
birds. Make it about whatever.
It's not a lake anymore. And just make it an amphitheater.
They'd have to drain the whole river and everything. They couldn't. It's not a.
No, you have to leave it on the water.
No, it's part of the whole circle. Right.
But all right. So here's my thing with the whole water show thing, which they keep doing. Like started with Fantasmic, which is a one trick pony, with the water screens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a water screen character parade. And then you have now Harmonious, which I don't know if you guys are going to touch on
or not. That's going to be our last little
Right. So, which is also a water screen extravaganza, right?
Yep.
So maybe you lose the whole water screen idea, despite the fact that things are on the water. Look at World of Color. Take a lesson from Disneyland and design something in that lake that is amazing with all the technology and the computer control things that you could do on that lake.
That's true.
And take a lesson and design something that will blow people away. You have all
they
that
could
water
do
to work
a world of color thing there.
They could put all totally that stuff do world of color in that lake.
Why did they not want to give any money to the Animal Kingdom shows? Like, I feel like they spent a lot on Magic Kingdom. I mean, Fantasmic initially was a big investment.
Sure.
So where is the investment? Poor Animal Kingdom. They're like little redheaded stepchild.
Exactly. It's true. It's you're totally right though.
Well, they you're need totally to. Right. Well, that's not going to happen anytime soon. But
no, right now we have kites, and isn't that delightful?
Wow!
It was entertaining. I was entertained.
Entertained by the crashing kites.
Not in the right
and
way.
She didn't vomit. Yeah, so that's
I was entertained. I didn't vomit.
So before we move on,
that every level of your satisfaction relies on vomit or not. It's classic.
So before we move on to Disney Genie, which will take up the whole rest
of
our time,
the entire rest of our discussion,
we do want to touch on the two shows that started on the first.
Yeah.
One was Enchantment, and because I like to get that wrong, I'm going to say it properly.
That's the first time you've ever said that correctly.
You're welcome. And then Disney's Harmonious, which was over at Epcot. And you knew how we felt about those barges before. Here's what I will say. And then Roxanne can say, I think we agree, but I'm not sure. The barges are still huge and still hideous throughout the day. However, that show was amazing. It was incredible. And I watched it a second time and I felt the same way.
So you've seen it twice.
I've seen it twice. I saw it from the front side where you can see inside of the ring.
Right.
And then I did see it from the bridge over by like heading towards Beach Club, but not all the way out of the park, but still in the park. But there's like the
International Gateway.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Like went out of
International. Yeah.
It went through International Gateway, hung right and stayed on the bridge. So you're really on you're seeing the side of the circle, but you are seeing two front sides, so to speak,
of the separate barges on their left and right
wings or whatever you want to call this.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I've learned this from you guys. You love these shows because certain songs pull on your heartstrings.
Right.
I think that's how
you
people
some emotion.
Connect to these
that's what it means. Mm-hmm.
Shows. And I felt that with Harmonious. I thought that the fireworks were fantastic. They have fireworks that shoot up from all the edges.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was
super cool. That was super cool.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, like you're launching missiles. That's
timely
super cool.
And engaging. And my family thoroughly enjoyed it. Everybody is not fond of this new Enchantment, as we know.
Let's talk about Enchantment.
Oh,
in the same...
I gotta go back to Harmonious.
Yeah, I just want to say that everyone's not fond of that one as much. I don't know that people have really, I think that's taken some of the attention away from Harmonious because they've been talking about that. But I felt like Harmonious was a stunning showstopper. I hate the barges during the day still, but the show was worth it at night. So that's
cool.
My 2 cents.
Rocks.
Yeah. So I only got to see it the one night.
Which was with me.
Yes.
We were together.
Yes, it was.
I hate both of you, so go ahead.
What else is new? You know.
No, fine. I love you both, but I hate you both. Go ahead.
I know. I wish I could taken Rob up on getting me one of those beverages, though. Anyway.
Your own thought.
Harmonious was, I loved it.
You turned down a beverage from Rob Dietz?
She did. He was buying a drink and she
was buying drinks and you said no?
No, she said, I'm okay. But
tisk tisk woman.
Her own fault. Yeah. All right. So, but we heard her say something that doesn't come out of her mouth often. Say it again, Roxanne.
I actually really liked Harmonious. I thought it was a great show. I'm glad I saw it after Enchantment, though. I'm glad I didn't see it first, I think. Anyway, I thought it was a great show. We didn't have the best view. We were kind of in the front, but there were tall people around, so it's kind of hard to see. If you don't get a great view of those barges,
sure.
You need to be able to see the barges.
You need to be able to see the
barges. Where do you think the best view is? Are we talking Germany, Morocco, Japan? No.
If you ask a cast member, they will tell you the front side of the ball versus the back side.
The ball.
So across the bridge in between.
You just need to be able to see a barge. You just need to be able to see the same thing. Because it's part of the, it's like being able to see the castle.
You need to see the main barge, though.
Nope, they're all the same.
You don't have to see the
circle. You don't need to see the giant circle,
whatever. You just need to be able to see something.
So the circle. Not really. Yes.
Yeah.
And the circle is also
at least the same scene.
Yes.
As it's moving.
Yes. All right. It's like all similar. And the scene in the middle is also along with the barges. The only difference is you're seeing it on water. It's
on water. It's the water screen theory.
Right.
Which they will not give up. Sure.
It was a great show and the music was fantastic. The segues were a little strange because they would end a song and then go blank.
Right.
Mm.
And then start again. There's no transition.
Didn't segue it. Yeah.
There's no transition. It's black and next. Right.
And that, that was probably my only complaint, but I really, really liked Harmonious. Enchantment, on the other hand.
Okay. Can we move to Enchantment?
Sure.
I get a real freaking problem with Enchantment.
Okay.
So can I spout? Because I didn't see it in person, but from a streaming watching Enchantment point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Is this our ugly episode? I feel like this is our ugly episode.
Let's go back to Wishes.
I'm joking. Go on.
Let's go.
Like ancient history.
But here's the thing with Magic Kingdom fireworks. All right. So we were all married to Wishes, and you know how I feel about Wishes, right? I mean, I brought my daughter up on Wishes. Wishes, despite the fact that there were no projections, made you cry, right? And then we all moved to Happily Ever After, which took a couple of times before we adopted it because it wasn't Wishes. But Happily Ever After is an amazing show. Mm-hmm. And there are several moments during Wishes where, I'm sorry, during Happily, where your heart bled whatever, because you were involved in the emotion of it all.
Oh, when they did the slow version of Love is an Open Door.
Oh my God. Oh, right. Love is an Open Door or the lanterns. Right. Right. Or, you know, At Last I See the Light. Yeah. I mean, my God, how can you not be affected? And at the end, even though my big problem with Happily Ever After is the finale was not Wishes, the finale of Wishes with the 400,000 fireworks at the end was just so overwhelming that you couldn't help but be involved in it, right? Yeah. And the finale of Happily Ever After really is when Tinkerbell flies, and the rest of it's kind of whatever because everyone's so involved in Tinkerbell flying that's when your emotional high point is. And the end is like, yeah, whatever, because there weren't enough fireworks to make it work. Then we have Enchantment, which I wasn't in the park for, and I haven't seen in person. And I'm hoping in January when I see it, it makes me feel something. But watching it on a stream made me feel absolutely nothing. I could have been at my local fireworks show on the 4th of July.
You're not.
The song isn't great. The projections mean nothing. And there is absolutely no emotional involvement in the show. Tell me I'm wrong.
And I don't know if it's just me. You know how I feel about Moana. You know how I feel about Frozen too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was so much Moana in this. Why was there so much Moana?
It was
Moana
like songs,
every
right?
Every other thing was a Moana thing. Why? I don't. It had nothing to do with like all the past the good 50 Moana. Years.
It wasn't even the good Moana.
It was despite Jules. It's like we know that Jules is not like Moana. We're gonna put that in here. Hey,
you know what, the Jules? There was a meeting where they sat around a table and it's like, all right, how can we piss off
Jules? Okay, but by contrast, Moana and Happily Ever After. Was not, it was placed where it was supposed to be. It worked where it was supposed to work. But this was like, they would show it. Worked
where it was.
They would show something else and then they'd show it again. And then they'd do something else and then they'd go back to Moana. They did that with a couple different modern, weird. I say modern movies, but like the movies from the thousands.
Sure. Yeah, they did like a mashup.
But there wasn't any nostalgic 70s, 80s, not hardly any 90s. The Little Mermaid. I mean, it just was really really disjointed.
Yeah, but it's some brief whatever it's the scene where she flies into the sun.
Right.
So
no,
what?
I know. And then I feel like Tink was the consolation prize. Emotion. Like, oh well, we'll give them Tink, and that'll make them happy. If they've got Tink, they'll be happy.
Well, yeah. Look, I said to Crystal before this happened. I said I'm going to watch this stream tonight, and if Tinkerbell doesn't fly.
Riots.
If they did not keep Tinkerbell flying, I will lose my mind. So thankfully Tinkerbell flies because
there were no
because if they didn't, oh my god. But the rest of it is just
there were no voiceovers from Paul. There were
great.
No voiceovers
good for
from
you.
Roy. There was no dedication. There was no there was nothing to make you feel like
there's no
it was the 50th anything
in it at all.
It was nothing.
No, there's no emotion
and
in the show.
I noticed Joy's when the people on the ground and
she's smirking. She's just letting them ramble.
In the live stream, nobody was cheering. There were no gasps. No. There were no claps. There was no cheering.
Like
there was no
nowhere to cheer. Basically.
No, do you remember? Do you remember the
there's
first?
No
the, do you remember the first night of Happily?
Yes.
Like when. You're right. When when
it was electric.
When Hunchback, when Hunchback came out, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, Hunchback!" And that whole scene was amazing. He's ringing the bell and everything, and then he does the end and every and they do the wishes.
And when the Hercules music starts playing,
right? And the Hercules music and the lanterns and the slow version of
let's bring it back to
Frozen.
Enchantment,
right?
And that to say, so let's bring it back to Enchantment. In Enchantment.
None of it.
No.
Nothing. No emotion whatsoever. I want to stand in front of the castle and cry, but guess what? I'm going to cry because it's not Happily Ever After. That's what I'm going to cry about.
Roxanne.
Well, I'm going to start with
I'm done.
I didn't get to see it from in front of the castle. I didn't see any of the projections. There was such a huge crowd on Main Street and then the hub. I was with Joy's husband and the two people that I was with, and they were trying to get back to Joy, who was holding her spot. I was behind them and they literally just got sucked
into
the crowd. Into
the crowd.
Could not see them again.
I'm like, lost.
I don't know where they are. And I was like, I'm lost. So I left the area. I actually went over to Frontierland and watched it from the wooden walkway where I could see the fireworks and see them reflected on the water. It's beautiful.
I'm sure. So,
fireworks part.
The fireworks are astounding.
That's the only Pollyanna part I have.
So many fireworks. It was I was astounded by how many fireworks there were. The music, I couldn't even tell you a single song that was in that show. I remember nothing.
No, exactly. None of it's
absolutely
memorable.
No emotional pull from it.
My only Pollyanna statement for the evening would be.
I would love to hear how you're going to turn this around.
She touched on it. I think that it is a lot of fireworks. The fireworks are very impressive in person. I don't think you got that from live streaming. I think that the fireworks are very impressive in person. It is a fireworks show but I will say it has become something else to everybody else. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. And I think they went away from that and really have, and I know this because I know how much money they've spent on the fireworks, have spent a lot of money and time on the firework aspect of it. Whether that was the right thing to do, whether that's what people want, doesn't sound like it is. but it sounds like they did go in a lot in the firework direction. Yes, Jimmy?
No, please finish. I'm just have my hand up for when you're done.
Here's the thing. Again, I said this when I started talking about Harmonious. I get that, like, for you, I didn't have the same emotional draw with the other fireworks shows as you guys do because my kids were younger and we didn't always stay for the fireworks. My kids did like the Frozen 2 song in it. You know, maybe I'm not an emotional person. I don't know. I wasn't.
No, I don't think that's it.
It wasn't an emotional pull for me. I enjoyed Harmonious better. I connected more emotionally with Harmonious. So we saw both twice while we were there. It's hard because I didn't leave going. It was awful. I didn't think it was an awful show. Does it measure up to what the show was before? No. Does it give you the same emotion that you got from your show before? Is it going to give you this emotion? No. Is it only going to last for 18 months? I think so.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, so, I think so too. Do you kind of call it an interim show?
Is it the birthday cake of fireworks show?
Maybe, oh my gosh. Maybe it is. Okay. And it's an interim. They don't call it an interim show, but I mean, if it only lasts 18 months, it technically is because usually what comes lasts for years.
Right. And right? I think, look, I will admit, you know, I've been 57 times, right? And 40 of those contained wishes and or happily ever after, mm-hmm. right? And you know, my daughter was emotionally connected to wishes on a level that the average human being cannot understand.
Sure.
Right? And it took her 4 or 5 viewings of happily ever after before she was a believer. But she's a believer. Okay? We are going to stand at some point on Main Street and watch this show together. And she's going to look at me and go, okay.
But here's the other thing.
Okay, that was nice. But
yeah, but
where's the pull? I want to walk out of Magic Kingdom with tears streaming down my face.
Fireworks are nice, but there's no storytelling.
It's the end of your night.
But do you feel like every show has to be happily for you? Every show has to be happily for you? Yes. I mean, can't that just be the one show? Can't you have that memory? No. You have to now have a new memory with every show?
There has to be a storytelling because that's what Disney does. It's not just a fireworks show. It's a story.
Obviously, it's not what they do, 220.
No, listen.
So the storytelling aspect is missing, which is what the music is. Mm-hmm. The music is the story. Right. Fireworks.
Even Wishes. Look, if you go back and watch Wishes now, You would be like, what is this? Because there's no, it doesn't have projections. It doesn't have, you know, all the technology, whatever, but it ran for 20 years mm-hmm. for a reason. It ran for 20 years because when you left Magic Kingdom at the end of your day, that show ripped your heart out and stuffed it back in.
Well, so that answers the magic question.
And you felt the power. And you felt like, the love. Yeah. And you were like, oh my God, anything I want can come true. All I have to do is believe.
And right? I really can reach out and get my own happily ever after.
Right. And happily ever after.
Answers my question. You need that. You or everybody needs that. And this is not giving that. So
no, there's no emotional pull whatsoever.
That finale in the show. At the end of your day.
I think they saved all the good music for Harmonious.
It was good. So good. Go there.
Good.
Go
because there. Illuminations was never anything for me.
So right? Maybe Harmonious will be your
So thing. Maybe now we that. Slide ourselves over to Harmonious. Maybe it's Epcot's turn to shine.
And I and felt that's like fine. They did.
So instead of Magic Epcot. Kingdom every night, maybe I need to be in Epcot every
we
night.
Almost we watched it like several times, whether it was from our resort, which wasn't
right.
the best.
And you really movie. Liked it. It was, and you really felt a pull and you felt an emotion.
So there's that.
Because I need an emotion. Okay.
Well, with that said, we don't have as much time for Jeannie as we thought we were going to because we went down a rabbit trail. But let's move on to Jeannie.
We need to talk about this, though.
We do, because the reality is it's coming. It was announced.
Yeah, like it or not, it's coming. Here we go.
Coming. Here we go.
We've been coming on Tuesday.
So let's figure out. Look. Go ahead, Rox. Go ahead. I don't want to jump yet. I'm ready to jump. I'm going to jump. I'm going to spout.
Ooh,
I'm gonna
we're heated tonight.
About it.
It's fine.
I have a lot of emotion.
It's the ugly episode. That
enchantment doesn't.
Disney Genie is coming on October 19th, so Tuesday. I will be at Magic Kingdom that day to try this out. I had a reservation for Hollywood Studios, but I figured I would rather pay to ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which I never get to ride, over Rise, which I've
been. Yeah, because you've ridden every time because we're awesome at it. Mm. Or were.
So, or were.
Yeah. Or were.
So I will pay to ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train that day.
Okay, so quick overview of the Genie. There's just the Genie, which is going to become part of your My Disney Experience app once it's live on the 19th. You will not download something new. It will just, you'll open just your app and it will now be Genie.
And the Genie works as like your personalized day plan.
Okay. So let me, I have a question. I'm going to stop you there because I have a question.
I'm going to trust that.
Well, here's my question. Okay. We plan for a living and we plan specifically to you and your needs. However, if it's one app, is it one size fits all plan for every single person who's opening this app up? Like what, like if you're all like, you should start Joy, welcome to the app. You should start your day over in Fantasyland. Is it telling everybody and their mother to start their day over in
Fantasyland? Supposedly, you're going to be able to tell it what you want to do.
It's going to be like a BuzzFeed quiz. Answer a couple questions so that we can pin down recommendations.
You are 100% Rise of the Resistance.
And also, it's not going to know if you are, you know, I mean, unless it's going to ask you. Well, I guess if it's in your app, maybe it already knows the ages of your kids and how
you have to put in what you want to do.
Can ride, and if people are pregnant, if people have motion sickness, is it going to know all these little nuances of your family?
Oh my gosh!
Oh my god! Hold on!
I just wanted to know if it was going to tell everybody the same. Like,
no, it's going to supposedly.
Well, yeah, because it's not going to know your individual family.
No, so you are going to put in if you're a princess. If you're interested in princesses, if you're interested in thrill rides, if you're interested in Pixar, if you have a specific thing that you want to see,
you're going to tell it that
you put in. You tell it that.
Yeah, you have to like,
and then
it tell it what you want so it can spell an algorithm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it starts with that.
When do you? But do again, that?
So when you open your app and you're in Genie and you're in the planner area, that is complimentary.
All free.
There's no additional.
Disney will happily plan your day and spread the crowds across all of the theme parks so that it will be able to spread to crowds.
They're going to be like, I think you like the Muppets show, but that's really just where we need a couple of people to go this morning.
Exactly.
Like that? Pretty much.
Right. Yeah. All it is to mitigate the crowds on their end.
But the
free
say,
part of this is got
you,
nothing to do with you. Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. Know. So there's that.
They're using this to spread crowds. Okay, so that's the Genie part, right? Okay, so the next part of this is the Disney Genie Plus, which is the $15 per person per day. You can buy it individual days at once you're at the park, or we can add it to your package ahead of time. It just kind of depends on what kind of package you have with Disney, if we're able to do it ahead of time or if you got to do it when you get there. But that is the $15 per day. $15 per day, and that is what gets you on to what used to be the Fast Pass entrance to the ride, which is now called Lightning Lane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, are we good on that part?
Yes.
Yep.
Do you need more?
Nope.
Third part.
Okay, so then the third part is the Lightning Lane.
A la carte, right?
Premium. Whatever you want to call it.
Individual lightning lane.
No. Lightning Lane is the entrance to the attraction.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is what used to be called your Fast Pass entrance is now called Lightning Lane entrance. So what the Genie Plus does, you're paying your $15 per day. You can choose the next available attraction to go to and enter using the Lightning Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have individual attraction selections. Mm-hmm. These are additional costs. You don't have to have Genie Plus to get the individual attraction selection. These are going to run from between $7 to $15 per person per attraction. That's going to vary by date, by park, what type of attraction it is. So like Space Mountain, maybe $7 on one day. Rise of the Resistance, maybe $15. It's just going to depend. You will know the price before you go in to pay for it. And this is all done through your My Disney Experience app. You don't have to purchase Genie Plus to do this.
No.
Right. That's, can we talk about which eight attractions are available?
Yes. Tell us what those, what are they called again?
There are eight individual.
That's the word.
Selection.
There's eight.
And they're not included in Genie Plus.
No.
Right. So correct. You can't buy the Genie Plus and be like, oh, I'll just use Genie Plus for this. No.
Right. These are on top of or in lieu of, because you don't have to have Genie Plus. Please tell us the eight attractions that are included.
Magic Kingdom is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Space Mountain, which probably is going to be replaced by Tron.
Once
that finally opens.
Yeah.
They'll dump Space Mountain. Hollywood Studios is Rise of the Resistance and Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Surprising it's not Slinky, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised it's not Slinky.
But I
wonder if they did that so there was one family attraction.
Sure.
Because there's a height limit on a pretty high.
Rise has that trap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, both of the Slinky and Rise.
When you get to Animal Kingdom, which is
Kingdom is Flight of Passage and Expedition Everest.
Both of those have a height. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. And then Epcot is Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and Frozen Ever After.
However,
that will be replaced by Guardians.
Right.
Guardians,
and Remy is still
virtual queue. But my question is, how long does it stay virtual queue?
Until Guardians opens.
Yeah, but if it's virtual queue, you don't pay for it then.
Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about virtual queue versus additional Lightning Lane selections.
Okay.
Right. If you do not want to take the chance or deal with the virtual queue, would you pay $15, right? For a guarantee. I want to ride Remy at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon or today at 4:30 because I'm coming from, and you can buy these no matter what park reservation you have.
No.
Right.
Yeah. You can buy one at one place and one in another.
Right. And one in the other. So, do I just want to pay $15 and know that I'm riding Remy at 2:30 in the afternoon after I hop? I don't want to deal with the virtual queue and fighting everybody else and pulling and releasing and hoping that I get group whatever. I just find Remy at 2, Flight of Passage at 9:30 in the morning and Remy at 4:30 in the afternoon. Boom, 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 done. Thank you very much. And that's what they're counting on, and that's what you're going to do.
So you think that Remy will stay virtual queue once this begins?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Because
if you want to deal, all right. So then becomes, here's where the interesting part comes.
Oh, tell us.
What is your order of operations for the three things that you have to do at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Well, okay. Before you go into that, let's talk about that Wi-Fi in the data at 7, because before it was only just your people at Hollywood using that at 7 a.m.
Oh, no, the whole world's going to be on it.
Oh, yeah.
Then it was just your people at Epcot using it at 7 a.m., but now it's your entire resort community using it at 7 a.m. So doesn't that sound fun?
Right. No. So again,
not at all.
We're not going to be on Wi-Fi. So, all right, so let's delve back into this for a second. So at 7 o'clock in the morning, every single person who has purchased Genie Plus is going to pick their first Fast Pass. Excuse me, Lightning Lane selection.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. The word fast pass no longer exists, but we use it in order to.
And they're still selling mugs that say it. So those should be
current. Right. But in order for everyone to understand it, this is the new FastPass system. Yes. All right.
Okay.
So if you want a Lightning Lane selection, comma, AKA FastPass at 7 o'clock for your first ride at 7 o'clock, you're going to do that. Unless you want to be on Remy for virtual queue. So you need to do that. Unless you need to purchase Rise of the Resistance at 7 o'clock in the morning because you're a resort guest, or 9 o'clock in the morning, you poor souls. Good luck with anything left at 9 o'clock. So what is the order of operations at 7 o'clock? So
why
let's
is everything
go.
At seven.
It's all at seven. And look, for those of us who get up at five, that's not a problem. Yeah, for those of us who actually want to sleep in, welcome to the new reality. You're going to be up at 6:45 in the morning. So, all right.
Yeah.
So everybody can pick their Lightning Lanes, their Genie Plus selections at 7 o'clock. Resort guests can pick their extra a la carte individual Lightning Lane selections at 7 o'clock, but off property guests can't do it until 8 o'clock. And then if you need Remy virtual queue, it's also at seven. So here's my order of operations.
Okay.
All right. If I have an Epcot day at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to pull and release and get a Remy boarding group.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm immediately going to flip and purchase whatever my Lightning Lane selections are. Individual.
Well, that would only be one unless you're hopping, because that is one of them at Epcot. If you're staying at Epcot all day and you've got...
But I didn't purchase it.
So you can only use two. I know. I'm just saying you don't have to get two now. You only have to get one if you're only spending the day at Epcot.
Because I can get two, because what if I want to ride, Seven Dwarfs and Space Mountain later?
But I'm just saying if you're not hopping and you're at Epcot all day.
Oh, if you're not hopping, then all you're going to buy is Frozen.
You just buy Frozen.
Why would you just going to rope drop it anyway?
Well... See?
Okay.
So then you can get your Lightning Lane instead.
We will get to that. You're confusing the issue, Joy.
The whole thing is
confusing.
Can't get
Lightning Lane for Frozen.
It's really, if you think about it.
No, but you can get Lightning Lane for something else, though, right? So you could buy.
Sure.
So let's say you're not hopping. So if you're not hopping.
Not hopping. You can
get Lightning Lane for Living with the Land.
Oh, my God.
So is that actually part of it? Like, who's going to waste their time on that?
It is.
All right,
I'm not wasting my time on it.
I've convoluted this so far. So listen,
Just to keep it simple, if you're only staying at Epcot that day and you've pulled down and you've got your boarding group for Rise or Remy, and you're gonna buy,
you wouldn't buy anything. You would rope drop it.
But you would pick.
There's no need to buy it.
So you buy Frozen,
and then
you rope drop it, and then you
so
pick
your
something
next,
for Lightning.
So your next thing is you're going to blow off. Look, you don't need to buy Frozen.
So you're saving money at Epcot.
Right. You're going to virtual queue Remy, and then
rope drop Frozen
at 7 o'clock and 15 seconds after you get Remy, you're going to flip to Genie Plus, and you're going to pull something for test track.
Pick something, okay.
At 10 o'clock, right?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, and then you're done.
Whatever. And then you're done.
Oh, yes.
If you're not hopping.
Don't forget what the cat. There's a caveat here. You can only pull
one
each attraction.
Which is the biggest piece of BS I've ever heard.
Yep, I agree with that.
I can't use this to ride Haunted Mansion 17 times all day if I want, like I used to be able to.
Yeah.
I can't pull Ariel over and over and over again. This is the biggest flaw in this system.
This is how they keep it fair. Yeah. So everybody, because the Genie Plus is not going to sell out single day.
It's available every day.
Who wants to buy it can buy it. And this is why you can only do one attraction per day, so that they make sure that attractions are left for the people who buy it later. Hmm.
Okay, that's great and all. But
is it going to populate?
Why would I spend $15?
Is it going to I was just wondering if it's going to take out the ones you've already used. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not going
to
stay.
Once you use it, you will not be able to pull it again.
Yeah. No, you won't be able to pull it again.
Or it'll give you an error message like you've already selected this pass today.
Well, I have another snafu that I feel. So here's the thing, just an overview before we get any deeper in this Genie Plus. It's not that it's super complicated if I have a good 15 minutes to explain it to you. However, if you ever watch Shark Tank, you ever watch Shark Tank?
Sure. You don't have 15 minutes to explain to people. You
have and they talk about that on the show, how like if you can't tell me what your product is in like a certain amount of time, like sometimes they'll be like, oh, that's a QVC product because you need to explain what's happening here and how to use it before people will want to buy it. Sure. That's how I feel about this Genie Plus. It's not that it's that complicated when somebody explains it to you, but but like... It's a lot of explaining.
All right. So have we adequately?
Here's the thing, though.
Have we adequately explained it?
FastPass, when we had the FastPass system, was not overly complicated.
No.
You got FastPass, you ride the ride.
And people still go, oh, look at these people walking by me. It must be nice.
Even MaxPass wasn't this complicated.
It's complicated because there's so many different elements to it. You can do one without the other.
Yes. And they could have made this.
So let's go back and break it down. All right.
Okay.
If you have a package reservation, you can add
Genie Plus
to your entire length of stay.
Right.
Or you cannot do that, right? And buy it at midnight every day you're there for days you want it or days you don't want it. So you have the option, right? Which is nice that it's not like all or nothing. You can buy it for individual days.
So you could go the first day and see like, I don't
and
need say, it.
I didn't need it, right? Or and then go, the oh my day. God, what a horrible choice I made and buy it the next day.
You can.
Right?
You can.
Right. So you can wait and do it, all right? So here's the thing. At 7 o'clock in the morning, you're going to be able to make your first Lightning Lane selection if you've bought Genie Plus. And then whether or not you've bought Genie Plus, you'll be able to pick from the 8 attractions that are the individual Lightning Lane additional selections, right? You get 2 of those and they could be across the parks. So that is, as Roxas said, Seven Dwarfs and Space Mountain or Rise of the Resistance and Runaway Railway, right? Or Frozen or Remy or
Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage and Everest, right? Okay. So you can buy them or not buy them. You can rope drop them or not rope drop them. But the bottom line is this is a one at a time fast pass system, right? So like we used to pick 3 in advance and then buy and then pick your 4th and use it and buy and do your 5th and then use it and do your 6th and do your 7th. This levels the playing field. There's nothing in advance. Everybody at 7 o'clock gets to pick their first one. And then you're just going to pick one at a time throughout the day, just like MaxPass in Disneyland, which has been incredibly popular and very efficient way to do this. So,
No, because this is not like MaxPass. You waited when you got in the park. You didn't have to get up at 7 a.m., which I don't like that element.
But can I ask you a question?
And you could pull more than once. I could keep pulling and you could do more than one time.
And I think the big flaw in the system, and hopefully they change it.
And an included photo
pass. Yeah, but they're never going to give up Memory Maker in Disney World to do that, which they didn't have at Disneyland.
But it made it seem more appealing.
Right. Okay. So... So look, and I hate to do this because Roxanne's going to go off, but if you look at what Universal charges per person per day for Express Pass and what Disney's charging for this at 15 bucks, right? Even if you add, you can wave all you want, my friend.
I got something to say to that.
I know, sure you do. Even if you add, if you take... I'm sure you do. If you take, that's why I prefaced all this with they're going to go up.
I know.
If you take 15 bucks a day, and even if you add $15 for 2 other attractions, you are at, $45, right? The cheapest Universal of this is $89 on an off day during the week.
But you can go on.
Hold on, my friend. I'll give you all the opportunity to blast me all you want. All right. This is the last, look at her face. This is the last This is the best face you've ever made. This is the last holdout of paid skip the line access in any amusement park in America. Everybody else in the world is paying for skip the line access. So they're just jumping on board. It's not as complicated as you're all making it out to be. And I think in the end, a year from now, we're all going to be like, this is fine. It's not a big deal, whatever else. It's all new.
It started with resort. Oh my God.
Here she goes. I wasn't even done. And here she goes. Go ahead, my little libertarian friend. Jump on in.
Right? They started with the parking fees. They didn't used to have the parking fees, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, the last people
was, people were like, what? Parking fees? Well, you know, every other resort around here charges a parking fee, resort parking fee. Okay, well, guests will pay the resort parking fee as long as they don't have to pay for parking too as a resort guest, right? And now it's paid. Yeah,
that's right.
Skip.
Like everybody else.
What's it going to be next?
Not arguing with you about how much it costs. What I am going to say about Universal is, and you can disagree with me, but there are times at Universal where you don't need it, where I can tell a client.
And there will be times at Disney you don't need it either.
I don't know about that because.
Oh, sure. You needed this in January?
Well, no, but here's why. It's the flow, which is where we, like, if you've been there right now without a fast pass, the flow.
I don't think they ever should have brought anything incredible. Back because this is awesome without it.
The flow. And that is what we can't predict. We don't know what the flow will look like. But when there were fast passes, not Lightning Lane, fast passes, the flow was constantly, like we've talked about a million times, Peter Pan, and it's hour whatever way.
Yeah, there's no need to wait for an hour for Peter Pan.
But that had to do with fast passes. And now it will have to do with Lightning Lane. And so Disney, there is a time at Universal where it is a walk-on all the time. And there is not a time at Universal where it's a walk-on all the time. I mean, it's
sure. Not really look, there. Look, we all agree, and we've all had this discussion 100 times, that the no fast pass thing for the past year and a half on some level has been amazing.
Yeah. Right?
A little part of me is going to die when I go to the parks on the night.
Sure. Because so, you're
I'm not arguing with you
minutes.
On the money. I don't think that this was unfairly priced. It's not that at all. I don't think that it was unfairly priced.
No, but it's sad that you're not going to be able to walk, you know, do a 15-minute wait for Pirates. You're going to go back to 45 minutes for Pirates.
Yeah. I mean,
because they're going to let 20 fast lightning lane, 25 lightning people.
So for that, it's hard to tell somebody that they don't need it because
you need it
but at Universal it's super costly, but there are times where I can straight up tell a client you don't need it.
And if you feel you need it, buy it day up.
I mean,
well, as before Jim even started his little rant thing, I was actually writing down, would it be better if they just made it a flat higher price up front and made a simpler system like Universal's? Because you don't have to plan for Universal. Mm-mm. You walk up to the ride, you walk up to your express pass, you go in, you ride the ride, you move on to the next thing. You don't have to plan your day like a military operation like you do with Disney.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And with the Universal, yes, it is a higher cost, but you can use it multiple times per day, per ride. Mm-hmm. So if you want to ride
Hulk over and over and over again.
Yeah, if you want to make yourself vomit on Hulk,
Green Gods,
you can ride it 20 times in a row.
Whatever it is you like over and
so
over.
So it's just a simpler.
It is. System. It's simpler.
And I think Disney, I think the price is fine.
Yeah.
I think people will pay it. It's not going to make or break your vacation to pay an extra couple hundred for it, whatever. But they made the system so complicated for normal, not everyday, not Disney is my life.
But you know what that does from a selfish point of view?
Yeah, it makes you excited. But for the...
No, that's not what I'm saying. From a selfish point of view, it just makes us more valuable.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. But, sure. But however,
because I want every person on earth to come to me for advice.
Right. I get that. And I want them to too. However, not everyone is. And so then we get the great Disney backlash that we know and love from these people who go in and they're like, blah, 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 blah.
Look.
I mean, it is what it is. It's happening whether we like it or not.
Here's my planned speech that I've been practicing all day. You ready?
Okay. Oh, ready. Boy.
You ready? Mm-hmm. I've rehearsed this in the car all day long. Here it comes, because that's what I do. Start in the shower, then move to the car. I do it at my desk.
That's exciting.
And then I'm going to lay it all out now. It's very well rehearsed.
Okay. That is a lot of information. Okay, go ahead.
Like it or not, here it comes.
Yep.
Right? You can disagree with it. You cannot like it. You can moan about it. You can complain about it. But here it is.
Yep.
So,
we just need to find the best way to do it.
Our job is to find the best way to approach it, right? We need to come up with,
do you
need it? What to buy, what not to buy? Which individual attractions do you need? And I think 4 out of 8 of those you don't need to buy. And do you need Genie Plus? I think you probably will. And I think for $15 per ticket per day, it's not a bad deal for what you're getting and for what you're able to do with it and how you're able to manipulate it and whatever. And I will be recommending that people get it. So we can all agree or disagree about how it was implemented, whether it's complicated or whatever else.
Yeah, but these are just our opinions.
This is all opinion. The bottom line is on October 19th, we are all going to have to adjust to the fact that this is the new reality. And how do we deal with it?
Yeah.
Right? So moan and complain.
October 19th. All you want. Understand the focus group.
And read all the review. You can go, if you want to go online and troll it and complain or whatever, go right ahead. But you're going to deal with it on the 19th one way or another.
Some of it, though, is going to be all about kind of questions that will be answered kind of after it's rolled out. And same with FastPass. Before you knew what it was going to be like, and then we saw it, and then we figured it out, and then we used it awesomely. But it's just going to be a matter of kind of, you know, where do you need it? What's important? What order should you do it in? You know, all that's
and that's what we all need to figure out,
you know, after the fact. So we'll have a lot to talk about as these weeks go by, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. No. And look, we're all going to complain. We're all going to moan. And we're all going to do whatever. But here it is. So let's deal with it.
And it'll be fine.
There's so many combinations with which you could have your park day and either utilize or not utilize Genie Plus. You could absolutely say, you know what? I'm going to go by the tried and true Jim Linsky plan.
Rope drop rules.
And see if
that works. Do that.
Yeah. And do it like you used to do, where we didn't pull fast passes until 10:30. Right. We made the most of the morning starting at Rope Drop.
Space, Buzz, Mansion, Thunder, Splash, Pirates, Jungle.
Well, and I think that's the unknown part of it is like in your mind, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, will Rope Drop no longer be a thing? Like, it's not all going to change.
Of course it is.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just so much unknown because it's not a system we've used.
Why would you waste a Lightning Lane selection before 10:30 in the morning?
Yes, this is very important to note that. Standby line will be available.
Unless they don't give you
time. Standby line will be available for every single attraction.
Right. You can still stand in line.
You do not have to
get. No matter what you do, you can still stand in line.
Right. And I think that's important to know because you can go and do it that way. And that might work for you and still be fine. We don't know. The flow might not change as much as it did as
it's just going to go back to pre-pandemic.
We just don't know. I mean, it might
This could Maybe just be everyone gets the same shot at it.
Maybe it will flow better because they IT algorithm that they've been keeping in their back pocket.
If you're an off-property guest.
I'm being hopeful. I'm being Pollyanna, okay?
No. You're right, though. If you're an off-property guest, you get the same shot as everybody else on Genie Plus.
Sure.
Right?
On Genie Plus, right. But not on the individual attraction.
No, if you're trying to get on, if you're trying to buy your way on Flight of Passage, good luck at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing that Rob and I kept saying, like, and this is the part that I can't wait to see kind of come, because I was just there, and I was there during, it wasn't sold out, but it was a fairly busy time.
Yeah, you're busy, sure.
You know, we were able to get to, I mean, I can't even imagine paying for Everest like all day long. No,
why would you? And you, no one will.
At 5'10" and then max 20. So like
no one's paying for it. I can't
imagine paying for it because
no.
Multiple times a day it was no big deal. Same with space. I can't even tell you how that was our ride. We always have a ride of the trip, but that became the ride of the trip. We spaced more times, like all day, multiple times. I mean, that became the ride of the trip. Everybody's hot ticket. I mean, we wrote it so many times and we timed it right where the, you know, the line, we wrote it in the morning. We wrote it late at night.
Sure.
You know, there wasn't there based on the crowd.
No one's buying Space Mountain.
You know, so with that being said, you know, on the 19th, does a light switch go off and all that changes based on how? So, I mean, that's all, you know, that's how I think. That's what I saw.
Why on earth would you spend money on Space Mountain?
I don't know.
And why on earth? Look, the whole world's going to Pandora, right?
Yeah, you go the other way and you knock it all out. It was fantastic. So
right. The whole thing is you let the whole world go to Pandora and you ride every single other ride in Animal Kingdom.
And then go stand in line
and then go get a drink at Nomads and stand in line for Pandora.
I know. And what's interesting will be, can that still be the case? Can you still just wait an hour?
Let's all make predictions. All right, is it prediction time? Write them down. Who's ready?
I don't know if it's a question or a commentary. You remember how with fast passes,
sure,
it would be gone, right? Like you knew Seven Dwarfs was going to be gone. Slinky was going to be gone.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like at Hollywood, Slinky, if you've never done Slinky and Slinky is your thing and that's not part of a paper play, then that's going to be
First one you pull
right away.
The first
and are they going to be gone when they're gone,
or
are they going to have them out throughout the day?
Oh, there's all kinds of
like. Once right,
so
gone,
here's the loophole discussion.
Yeah, right? There's no way to know if they're going to hold them back.
So what's the loophole discussion? So we all know that there were Slinky Dog and Rock and Roller Coaster and Flight of Passage and Seven Dwarves times
Tower of Terror
that exactly at 11:01 every day, they dump more back in there, right?
Will that happen again?
We don't know. So where are the exploitable loopholes in this system?
We've got to find
them. And that's our job. Because as experts, it is our job to know
what the
exploitable loopholes are.
But I think that's where I'm
to make this work.
I think that's where the It's not
that's where the fun is, my friend.
That's where the pre part comes in for us. Like, I mean, until it happens, we can't exploit it.
No, we have no idea. We don't.
We'll get there. Ignorant as can be. But you know, it's
gonna take a couple weeks to get there.
I don't know. Maybe this isn't for everybody, but I think that's the unsettling part is like, we knew something so well, you took it away from us, and now we're going to have to learn something and we'll know it.
Learning curve's preposterous.
And we'll know it so well too. I have no doubt because I'm Pollyanna, but that's the unsettling part or the part that's like unnerving until after.
Fear of the unknown.
Just because I like to, you know, we knew all that and then you took it away and now we got to learn something new.
Sure. No, every time they pop something new out, right? Like I've had anxiety about Genie Plus since August 15th when they first announced it or whatever else. Or like, when's it coming? Whatever. And of course, they popped it on a Friday night just to ruin all of our weekends.
So we can
all
study,
right?
Thank you.
Friday night at 4:30. That's when they said October 19th.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, I've been talking to Crystal for weeks about the anxiety level around this for us, because we for your average human, right? Whatever, they'll figure it out, whatever. But we have to be experts on this stuff.
Right. And we need and to know this, it before you know.
This is freaking
it.
Me out. We need to know before you know. Mm-hmm. Right. So look at all the stuff.
All I can say is thank God they didn't drop it on.
Oh, thank you. Could you imagine? But look at all the stuff that we've had to deal with in the last 3 weeks. Sure. Right? We're booking Star Cruiser for APs and DBCs and Visa card holders, right? Mm. So we're booking Star Cruiser, and that is like an anxiety level because the info that we've gotten is so minuscule. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to tell clients about that.
So we have
Star Cruiser to deal with. We have regular Genie to deal with. We have Genie Plus to deal with. We just got past the first, and thankfully that went okay and everything else. So there's all this stuff that we all have to ingest and be experts on. And that is freaking me out. I'll be honest. It's daunting. Oh, and let's not even talk about how DAS is going to work with this, because that's my big concern. I have two clients traveling in the next 4 weeks, like first week of November, who both have people who are going to need DAS passes. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
We have special needs people.
Although it's very cool that they've upgraded DAS where you can now pre-register.
Yeah, you can pre-register. You don't have to go to guest services.
It does take time out of my clients' day. I mean, I have clients who were just there who used it or use it every time they go. And I mean, they get it and they do it, but it does take time out of their day to go.
So this new system would be great. And I'm and just figuring so, it out. But that's another thing we have to figure out.
Sure.
So as agents, I'm just saying there's a lot of new stuff coming down all at once where it's like,
when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, it's pouring. It's pouring, man.
It is. And you'd think that they'd give us a little bit more of a carrot. They don't. They haven't. I mean, there's not a lot that we know that they haven't. No, it wasn't released to the general public.
Like the trainings
in the first place.
That we have gotten. Right. We're all chuckling.
Well,
because we know that, look, we all did training on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody sat through a webinar. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of us sat through it twice, right? What did we learn?
What we knew
the
already.
The only thing we learned on Monday was the only new thing that came out was, oh, and by the way, you can't use it on the same attraction twice.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I learned.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Other than that, what did we learn on Monday? Nothing. So we're all trying to wade our way through it so that we can explain to clients exactly.
Well, and let's be honest.
And I think we have a pretty good idea of it.
I feel like they know everything either.
Exactly. There's like, a couple of things that I've seen answers to that have been completely
You use it in a large scale of
until
people,
we see like I can't
they. I mean they
I can't tell somebody you open up the app, you punch this, you go to this, and it's going to be right here, whatever else, until I see it on the 19th.
We don't know what it looks like in the app. We don't know.
Until Roxanne sees it on the 19th, no one's going to know what this looks like.
This absolutely blows my mind. I want to know what happened, what they said in the focus groups, in the think tanks, that they got the impression that people caught on to this and were like willing to pay the price point, and they understood the information and that this was going to be intuitive and user-friendly. I want to know what the demographic of group was that convinced them that this was a good idea.
It was 14 corporate executives sitting around a conference table.
I don't think they did a focus group. Really rich people that probably know how to use the app.
Yeah. Corporate executives. So, there was a big meeting. Bob sat at the head of the table.
It only took the end of the episode.
I did that for Jules' benefit.
Like I said, I'll be in Magic Kingdom on the 19th to test this out to see how it works. And who knows? I may be blown away by it. Yeah. I don't know.
You're gonna love it.
Keep an open mind.
I want to see how it goes. I do.
You're gonna like it.
Yeah.
And I
you'll pay for it and you'll like it.
Here's the thing. I'll be honest. Like my husband, who, we just came back from a trip and we spent a lot of money. When I said the 15 per person for those, I think in my personal opinion, if you are an early riser and a rope dropper, maybe you don't need to pay those a la carte ones. You just get the
bingo
$15 a day and you do the thing and you get it done.
That's right.
And maybe it works out for you. Maybe we get it and we can score all however many there are per park 10. I don't know, because that's all you can get. You can't get more than the actual attractions because you can't do them twice. Right. Maybe that will be your new goal. Let me get one per thingy per day. I don't know. I don't know.
Jules.
Hey, do you remember how before park reservations, your fast passes sort of like totally how they
dictated what park you're at? Absolutely.
Right. So do we think that maybe park reservations will drop in 2022 since now?
I don't think so, because you don't have to have genies. So that wouldn't necessarily.
Because I guess that means that you're still only pulling passes for people who have reservations in the park for that day.
Correct. Until it's time for them to hop. Not have to have Genie Plus. So you could, I mean, that doesn't necessarily keep track of how many everybody pretty much had a fast
pass. Here's the thing. A lot of people will not pay for this.
No, so they wouldn't know those people coming in.
Look, for 20 years, you had people who you would walk through a fast pass line and you would hear the murmurings from the other side. Oh, it must be nice to be able to afford fast passes. Yeah, and then you turn around and go, no dope, they're free, right? Yeah, if you've done 4 seconds of research. So those same people will not pay for Genie Plus, and they will wait in line and murmur the same thing at everyone who's walking by who paid for it.
But that
except
is the
now
difference
they'll be right
in the paid part. That is the difference in the paid part. Like, you have a choice. Not that you didn't have a choice before, but that's a no-brainer. Like, it's free. Whereas this is a choice. You're going to make a financial decision, or a crowd level decision, or been there a million times, don't care if I wait in the line decision. You're going to make a decision. I think that does, it makes it different when you add a price tag to it, whether we think it's affordable or not. It does change things when
be affordable for everybody. There are people.
It's a convenience feel to that. It's where are you placing the value in your trip? Is your value in using a minivan? Is your value in staying at a moderate versus a deluxe? Is your value in staying on the monorail?
Is your value in transportation? Your value in waiting in lines all day?
Right. It's just another. Right.
There are people who will not blink and just do it. Mm-hmm. Right. Because, they're staying at the Floridian. So what's another $400? Right. Who cares?
Right.
And there are other people who will be like, just like when I talk Express Pass for Universal, there are going to be people who will be like, I'm not paying that. I'll just wait in line.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's good.
And they get to Universal like, man, I should have just paid
for it. Right. And when I tell Universal clients, the same thing when I tell Disney clients, you can get there and go, oh my God, what have I done? And open up your app and pay $15.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean,
but the choice is yours. At the end of the day, the choice is yours.
I mean, we'll see. Don't. Like, do you need it? Do you have to? Is there a time I can feel good about saying you don't need it?
You don't
I
need
don't know.
It.
I don't know that at the moment.
Right. We don't know that yet.
There is a time at Universal where I do feel good about saying I don't think you need it. But that's because Universal has had their system for a while. And so we can easily feel good about that. So we just don't know.
Yeah.
So on that note.
So there
you
go, kids. I hope we explained it well enough for you all to understand it. But if not, I'm sure that you can look at you're posting the doc that we put together, right?
We're going to do a blog post and about what we've said, just putting our thoughts in words. And then we also will do a post and you can write on our Facebook page if you have questions, or you can email us anytime with your questions.
Yeah.
And we might even talk about them on the air next week. What?
What?
And if you have any questions for when I'm in the park, let me know.
So you will be there on the 19th.
Where are you going? You're going Tuesday. Magic Kingdom, right?
Magic Kingdom.
And then we will do an episode that evening. So we will pick her apart next week. We won't have all the answers, but we might have a few more than we had tonight.
Well, you'll at least have a few of like, hey, this is how it works. You open up the app, and it's here and whatever, you can do this versus let's wait till the 19th and we'll tell you. Right? Because we don't know.
Yeah. No, so this is just our preliminary genie chat.
There you go.
I'll come back that night and be like, this is amazing. Everything was amazing. I read everything I wanted.
I mean, have you met Roxanne? Do you feel like that's what she's going to come back and say?
That's exactly what she's going to say. She's going to be like, all right, guys. Boy, I wish there was alcohol in Magic Kingdom. That's what she's going to say.
It's going to go one or two ways.
Because by 11:30, I needed a margarita to get through the rest of the day.
Did I mention we got the dining reservation for Be Our Guest for the on the first? Because the park was so super crowded. We're just like, you know, we just want to sit down somewhere. Let's keep pounding the app to find out where we can go to eat. And they got the Be Our Guest on the first, and we're all like, oh, we can get a drink.
Nice. There you go. Exactly.
We all had a glass of wine.
Yeah. That's
sometimes
amazing.
Sometimes I'll be curious to hear, like, I can't wait to hear what people are saying while you're in the park, because you always hear the funniest stories of people saying things. And it will be interesting to hear. I mean, there will be people that walk in there on the 19th that don't know this is an option. And those lightning lane.
Like, oh, my God. And they're like, who are these people? Why are they over there?
Well, the lightning lane line. So when we were there on the first, everything is switched over. You could tell I could have, if I had the time, could have written down every single ride that was going to have a lightning lane, because you could see it all. So it was happening. It's happening.
Oh, it's happening. It's all happening for sure.
But we'll have more to tell about it. So thanks for listening to us tonight, and we will see you next week.
As always, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at info@earsforyoupodcast.com. Again, that is info@ears4upodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Ears for You Podcast. We're also on Pinterest. And don't forget the blog at www.earsforyoupodcast.com. From all of us here, we'll see you real soon.